from the Keystone CPAs News Studios.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
And we have 45 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good afternoon to you. It's Wednesday. We can see your weekend from here. I'm Greg Neft. It is our top local stories this hour. Another day, another quake in Lyon County. Coming up, we'll tell you exactly where this one struck and how strong it was. Infighting intensifies in the race for Nevada gubernatorial Democratic nominee.
So our instruments that we use aren't able to pick up any snow.
And directly ahead, why Washoe County Chairwoman Alexis Hill says she's taking on AG Aaron Ford for her party's nod. And scary moments at one Washoe County school as police swoop in to make an arrest on the way why one man was put in handcuffs. FM News Talk Time, it's 12:06. Now with more, good afternoon, Jerry.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
All right.
Good, good. Well, first and foremost, let's let everybody know that both Greg and I will be, let's say, on assignment. Tomorrow we'll be at the White House, and that's not true. But we actually both will be off tomorrow. And Scott Jennings, 1 hour of the Scott Jennings Show, will be here in this time slot. So don't panic. We'll be back on Friday. So, news stories, and one other thing to introduce to the show today, and to those of you listening right now, we have a new Noon News Daily Poll. The Keystone CPA's Noon News Daily Poll will be up at the website, 991fmtalk.com and 923fmtalk.com. So, we just grabbed a story or a question for today. We invite you to go to the website, either one, and vote. How are we feeling about data centers in Nevada? We're kind of the central area here in northern Nevada for data centers. We've got some news on that, but you can go to 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com and vote on that. What caused the big fire last year? 17,000-acre Connor fire? State fire marshals don't know. Got news on that. And tickets now available for the State Fair of Nevada's return. And in local sports, got hardball and softball. And right now at 12:09, here's Greg with more news on the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3.
Thanks so much there, Jerry. And it is our top local story this half hour. Did you feel it?
I feel the earth move under my feet.
Well, yep, there has been another earthquake in Lyon County. Did you feel it? The shaking started around 10:30 this morning.
Yeah, it's not ideal, but it is necessary.
No, I mean, Nevada's a seismically active state, so it does see, you know, earthquakes from time to time. And when you have a large one like there was in the last few, I guess, couple of months, there's been several. You're going to have aftershocks and other quakes related to those series and swarms and whatnot.
And that's Jim Bellini with the U.S. Geological Survey. So many quakes over so many days. Does this portend the big one?
There's already been several small magnitude 2 aftershocks from the magnitude 4.8 that we've recorded so far, and we expect there to be a number more over the next few days.
And so far, no reports of any damage. The quake registered 4.8 on the scale. And again, it was centered around Silver Springs. Well, scary moments for students at Sparks Risley Elementary School Monday after Washoe District Police say Jim Roasacco tried making contact with the kids. Officers are not saying what he did or said, but he's now facing a loitering charge. An FM News Talk Cone Zone alert for you, and it's been a headache downtown for months. You know what this is. RTC says improvements to the near 100-year-old Arlington Bridge nearly done, and when that bridge opens, it's going to be very innovative.
Another big thing is going to be the removable railing. So we're going to have removable railing on both sides of the North Bridge. So if there is a flood event, if there is debris in the river, you can actually pull that railing out. We can get heavy construction equipment on the bridge, and we can start digging stuff out of the river if needed.
RTC's Josh McEachern telling Colo TV Channel 8 the project was supposed to take 2 years. It's only been about a year, and things are almost wrapped up. Well, word is, FM News Talk Election Center, harsh words from Attorney General Aaron Ford's opponent in the race for Nevada governor on the Democratic side.
It's unacceptable what's happening. What's your plan? And so we talked a little. I couldn't get a good plan. I heard from him 2 other times asking for endorsements, but I couldn't get a straight answer. What are you going to do for this state?
Washoe County Chairwoman Alexis Hill on Ford's camp ducking a debate against her. Nevada's primary is June 9th. The rain and snowstorms will wrap up later today in the Reno area. The snow level is expected to rise to about 5,600 feet in the afternoon. A winter weather advisory will continue for most of Lake Tahoe until 5 o'clock tonight. Half a foot of snow might fall at elevations above 6,500 feet, and drivers should expect chain controls on mountain roads. Ridgetops in the highest elevations could see wind gusts reach 90 miles per hour. We'll get more weather directly ahead. Gas prices are falling in Nevada, at least by a few cents. Statewide, the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular, now $4.93. That's 3 pennies less than it was 1 week ago. Yay. AAA says Washoe County has the highest average price at $5.23. Elko County has the least expensive gas at $4.24. Gas is $4.98 in Clark County. FM News Doc Dime, it's 12:11.
And tickets for the return of the official State Fair of Nevada now available. After a 16-year hiatus, the official State Fair of Nevada will return to the Nevada State Fairgrounds June 11th through the 13th, bringing 3 days of flood, entertainment, agriculture, and community celebration. Early bird discounts of 20% are available through May 1 at statefair.nv.gov. You're welcome for that free plug. State Fire Marshal, cause of the fire last year? I don't even remember this fire, but the cause, it was 17,000 acres, and it was called the Connor Fire. It was classified as undetermined after a nine-month investigation, according to a Nevada State Fire Marshal's report obtained by the Record Courier in Douglas County through a public records request. Story County is hosting a town hall today. This evening in the Virginia City Highlands to gather input on park improvements at Mark Twain, Miners, Virginia City Highlands, Lewis Perry, and a future park in Gold Hill, and other county updates. Community Town Hall this evening, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And nationally, as you know, Greg, the vote in Virginia yesterday, the new gerrymandered Virginia congressional map includes California. That's a post on X, and you can follow us on X and see that. That's actually from the Babylon Bee. This is Northern Nevada's Noon News, where you get traffic and weather and your news right here at home. 99.1 FM News Talk, where it is 12:13. Phil, take it away.
There is an injury collision being worked right now in the Gardnerville area, specifically on Highway 395 at Stodic Parkway. It's on the southbound side. They're almost done getting that cleaned up. Traffic through there is moving a lot better. Have some good news. There are no more chain requirements in the mountains. They have all been lifted. 50 and 80 are open with no controls. And I just want to remind you, Mill Street between Wells and 580 is a long, slow slog because they're doing a bunch of construction in there. Use Second Street as an alternate route. It is 47 degrees in Sparks, 44 in Carson City, 48 in Wellington, 36 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Let's take a look at your weather.
It's a chilly day, but a more comfortable day than yesterday. Tomorrow and Friday going to be much better, mid-60s. It's about where our seasonal average would be. By the weekend, another system rolls in Saturday with a slight chance of showers. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. Trust A-Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson, FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vale, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Vale get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked in the Good Feet Store and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Tired of looking at your old leaning fence? Do you have problems with your gates not opening and closing properly? We can help. Call Florence Fence today. Whether you have a wood fence, chain link, ornamental iron, or vinyl fence, we can repair your existing fence or replace it with a new one. Florence Fence has been serving the Reno and Lake Tahoe area for over 37 years. Call us today at 775-267-9918 or visit us on the web at florencefenceinc.com.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last, 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
Are you voting by mail this primary election? Might want to do it early, especially if you're outside the city. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. State election officials made the unusual recommendation to mail your ballot at least a week earlier than you planned, or even better, use the drop boxes in person instead, because of concerns over the current state of the U.S. Postal Service. The agency has undergone budget issues and policy changes since the last election, including a minor delivery delay primarily for some rural areas. The post office calls the vote earlier advisory a common sense measure to ensure all votes are received and counted. Mailed ballots will be sent next month for the June 9th primary. About 60% of those who voted in the primary used them. I'm John Potter for the New News on FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
48 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And if you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. Another earthquake in Lyon County, this one 4.8 near Silver Springs. USGS says don't panic.
Nevada does get earthquakes in the 5 or 6 range from time to time, so it's not unexpected in any way.
Meantime, Washoe School Police swoop in and take custody of a man they say was trying to make contact with students at Risley Elementary in Sparks yesterday. Jim Orozco is in custody. And number three, the FCC is just a little bit peeved at the NFL on the eve of the draft because many football games that used to be free all of a sudden are not. The agency taking a close look at the league's antitrust exemption. It is our top national story. Iran has attacked 3 ships in the Strait of Hormuz.
Despite being badly downgraded, Iran's military still has significant capabilities, including thousands of missiles and attack drones, according to a recent statement to lawmakers from the Pentagon's Internal Intelligence Agency. New video shows American forces seizing an Iran-linked oil tanker in the Indian Ocean. The president also announcing he'll keep up his naval blockade of Iranian ports. Instead of catching a plane to Pakistan, Vice President Vance, the lead peace negotiator, rerouted, arriving at the White House for last-minute meetings with President Trump. Just hours earlier, the president said he did not want to extend the ceasefire.
And that's Gabe Gutierrez reporting. FM News Talk time, it is 12:20.
Well, this happened yesterday morning at about 5:45 a.m. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office SWAT team executed a search warrant in the 1200 block of Alicia Circle in the Ranchos, or as we call them down there, the Chos. The search warrant was the culmination of a two-month investigation into suspected cocaine trafficking by Brandon Michael Kennan, 46, who lives at that address on Alicia Circle. Kennan was booked into the Minden jail facility on 3 counts of sale of a controlled substance, 2 counts of possession of a controlled substance, and 1 count of possession of drug paraphernalia, bail set at just over $20,000. And a Southern Nevada story, Square Climber sentenced. You remember when this happened? The man who climbed the Las Vegas Sphere, rather, in 2024 for a publicity stunt has been sentenced to jail in order to pay restitution for damages. The Vegas Golden Knights playoffs, the Knights' first round series against the Utah Mammoth, won. They're currently tied at 1-1 after a 3-2 loss on Tuesday. And having just done this, I didn't find it that bad this time, but Reno, a new report ranked Reno Tahoe International Airport in the top 10 for flight turbulence in North America. And I think we've got a news story based on John Potter's story, or a new news poll question for tomorrow, which is maybe should Nevada stop voting by mail, obviously, other than absentee voting. But we have the Keystone CPA's Noon News Daily Poll today. How are you feeling about data centers in Nevada? And we have a story on that later in this hour. It is the Noon News Hour, where you get your sports, traffic, and weather, mostly all local. And right now it is 1222, and Phil has a look at traffic. Phil?
They've cleared up that injury collision in Gardnerville on 95 at Stoddick Parkway. Things through there are moving along much better. No other collisions to tell you about on any of the roads right now, but I do want to remind you that if you're traveling from Reno to the California state line on Interstate 80, it is going to be pretty much a long stretch of road work the next few years all the way to the state line. Remember to slow down and watch out for those working construction workers. It is 41 degrees in Virginia City, 47 in Dayton, 49 in Smith Valley, 34 degrees in Incline Village. Here's a look at your weather.
Over the next few hours, we're going to see some improvement in our weather conditions. The conditions going to calm. Overnight lows going to be on the cool side, but plenty of sunshine for the rest of the week. At 65 miles per hour, it takes 4 seconds for your brakes to stop you from hitting the car in front. Don't leave your safety to chance. Trust A Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Today at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPA's news studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
At age 18, backwoodsman Abraham Lincoln built a flatboat for hire on the Ohio River. One day, two strangers appeared on the landing asking for passage. Once safely delivered across with their trunks, each man tossed a silver half dollar onto Lincoln's boat. Years later, Lincoln recounted, "I could scarcely believe my eyes that by honest work a poor boy such as I had earned a dollar in less than a day. It was a most important incident in my life. The world seemed fairer, and I was a more hopeful and confident person from that time." This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
For honest work and the best value this side of the Ohio River, call Lincoln Heating and Air. We were honored by the Nevada Business Magazine as a family-owned business finalist in Northern Nevada. Give us a call, 359-1985, or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
The runs were being scored early and often yesterday on the softball fields in northern Nevada. Spanish Springs, number 2, beat number 1 Minogue 13-7 in an upset, but that was low scoring by Tuesday's standards. DeMonte beat Carson 26-1. Douglas scored 15 but got beat by Reed's 25. And Churchill County beat Fernley 19-18. Aces lost to El Paso 13-6 in Game 1 of this week's series in Texas. Nevada baseball team lost to St. Mary's 16-10 yesterday. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update. Your Noon News. KKFT.
And from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. If you are just checking in, you might have seen a lot of police downtown last night. Here's why. Reno SWAT was called out to the Easy Inn Motel off East 6th after a woman locked herself inside a room armed with a handgun. Officers rushed to the motel room door. They tried to get her to open up. She would not. Well, SWAT came out, and after a standoff, the woman did surrender. We have more now on this morning's earthquake in Douglas County.
There was a magnitude 4.8 earthquake southeast of Silver Springs, and we do know that it was felt in Carson City and in the Reno area.
Jim Bellini with the U.S. Geological Survey says this is not a preview of the so-called big one happening now. Reno City Council in session, and among the items on the agenda, a proposed data center. Many say, well, yeah, we really don't like that idea very much.
I live in Northwest Reno, so I'm not too far from that data center, and I have a lot of concerns. Namely, that it's right on the river, and also that it was approved before there was regulations on the books.
Colin McGinnis with the local Sierra Club chapter talking to Channel 2. Council will vote on whether to direct their staff to revise data center use requirements. This comes as a company called Centra is working on a new data center with AI-ready infrastructure at 265 Keystone Avenue. So what do you think? As Jerry says, we have a poll up right now. Just search KKFT Fox Talk 99.1 and participate. We want to hear from you. A legendary 1970s singer and songwriter who lived in Douglas County has died.
There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy, there's only you and me and we just disagree.
According to a statement from his family, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer died Sunday peacefully at his home in Gardnerville, Nevada. Mason wrote the iconic Traffic songs, such as 1967's Hole in My Shoe and 1968's Feelin' All Right, plus the solo hits Only You Know and I Know, plus We Just Disagree. Dave Mason was also briefly a member of Fleetwood Mac in the 1990s. He was 79. I'm Mark Kneefield.
Just in case you missed the first one, or the second one, or that time Robbie did it, someone's going to try again. Once again, a motorcyclist will try to make that leap over the fountain at Caesar's Palace on the Vegas Strip. The stunt that was made famous by Evel Knievel in 1967, I think he did not make it, will be performed by an X Games champ next month. Yesterday, Clark County commissioners approved the preliminary event details for the May 17th stunt. If all goes according to plan, it'll be performed by Colby Raha as part of a promotion for the Omaya, I don't know how to say that, day club. It's a nightclub in Las Vegas. Speaking of Las Vegas, as the city's push for an NBA team is picking up serious momentum, a new arena proposal is turning some heads.
A proposed development on the South Las Vegas Strip is gaining traction as the NBA continues exploring expansion. Released video highlights the Diamond Arena, one of several possible sites under consideration, showing a sleek, modern venue designed to anchor a major sports and entertainment district. The plan calls for a more than 21,000-seat arena located across from Mandalay Bay, surrounded by resorts and built with global events in mind. While the league hasn't made any final decisions, the project adds to growing excitement and reinforces the idea that Las Vegas could soon land yet another major professional sports franchise. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
And, well, this is a delicious story. Excessive napping has been linked to a higher mortality rate, a risk anyway, among seniors.
Sleep researchers at Mass General Brigham tracked more than 1,300 older adults for up to 19 years and found that each additional hour of daytime napping was associated with a 13% higher risk of death. But nodding off in the morning was especially risky, producing a 30% higher mortality rate.
I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Another reason to drink a lot of coffee, I suppose. FM News Talk time. It is 12:30. FM News Talk 99.1 covers Northern Nevada. After Fox News covers the nation and the world, it is 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump extending a ceasefire in this conflict with Iran. Republican Senator Rand Paul on Fox Business, the idea about eventually lifting some sanctions against Iran if they show good behavior over time.
When you put the sanctions on, they tend not to change behavior, but there is a chance as you unwind, and we have hundreds and hundreds of sanctions, but in order to get to a diplomatic deal, you're going to have to offer to the Iranians, if you do X, we will get rid of X.
Iranian forces attacking three ships in the Strait of Hormuz seize control of two of those. Virginia voting to move forward with redistricting efforts to help Democrats in the midterm elections. The attention turns to Florida. State lawmakers there trying to redraw their maps as well. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries with a challenge for Republicans.
Go ahead and make our day. We are all in Florida.
America is listening to Fox News.
It is 12:31 here from the Keystone Studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neff. Glad you're with us here. 46 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Worker satisfaction is plummeting across the country.
A survey by the New York Federal Reserve shows just 10% of American workers are happy at the current job, but most of them are staying put. You see, they're worried about finding another one. The survey also found workers are pessimistic about pay, benefits, and the opportunity for advancement. In New York, I'm Daria Albinger.
Is the government getting into the airline business? Spirit Airlines may be receiving a financial lifeline from the feds. Multiple reports say the Trump White House is close to a deal to rescue that troubled airline. The discount carrier, which flies a lot out of Reno, especially to Vegas, is reportedly facing the risk of liquidation. Yesterday, President Trump telling CNBC he'd love to see someone buy Spirit and noted the airline employees, 14,000 people. He added maybe the federal government should help that one out. Time right now for today's To Your Health, which we'll hear from in just a moment.
A new COVID variant is spreading in California and could circulate quickly this summer.
It's called the cicada variant because it lies dormant, then awakens.
This very mutated version could suddenly make its rounds to when we are both immunologically more vulnerable.
Dr. Peter Chin Hong is an infectious disease specialist with UCSF. He says the variant has been detected in California, but not in high levels, though he fears that could change. And he's especially worried about those who are over 65, as he says more than 70% of that population hasn't been recently vaccinated. I'm Jason Athenson.
Adults who reported feeling lonely have a higher risk of developing degenerative heart valve disease. That's according to a new study in the Journal of the American Heart Association. The study shows smoking, excessive alcohol, and inactivity are big factors linking loneliness to degenerative heart valve disease, which researchers say is becoming more common. Results show addressing loneliness could help delay disease progression. Health update. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
And I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk Time, 12:34.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty with some great news. Brothers Home Improvement Spring Sale has been extended through the end of April.
This sale is the first time ever that Brothers has offered 0% financing for 24 months. That's no interest till 2028.
And you'll get up to $1,000 off on installed windows. This is amazing.
Brothers Home Improvement is a trusted, true family business made up of 9 brothers and sisters who are always striving for your complete satisfaction.
We love Brothers Windows. They care about you at Brothers like you're part of their family. The 9 brothers and sisters that put this thing together, real lifetime warranties, and they really take pride in their work.
Premium, high quality, energy efficient windows, only the highest quality craftsmanship, and these beautiful energy saving windows are going to make your house more valuable and lower your bills.
Thousands of happy and satisfied homeowners over 30 years. Don't miss this extended spring sale. 0% financing for 24 months.
And never any sales pressure. Go to brotherswindows.com to get started. Brotherswindows.com.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic.
After a cool mid-50 degree afternoon, we're going to see temperatures drop to around the freezing mark, but mid-60s, seasonal weather Thursday and Friday. Any time of the year, make sure you can just turn that key and go. Trust the team at A Master Mechanic for bumper-to-bumper peace of mind, 95 East Glendale in Sparks. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news, local, live, and happening now.
Setting standards for local data centers. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. The Reno City Council today is expected to vote on taking a first step toward changing code requirements for new data centers. Four of the hulking tech hubs are planned for Reno. One is on Keystone Avenue by West 4th Street, right by the river. Data centers have garnered concern and opposition over their water and electrical needs. City Council is reviewing those impacts and their compatibility with neighborhoods. Northern Nevada is a popular place for these data centers. Several are online or being built at the Reno Tahoe Industrial Center. It's true they don't need a lot of full-time workers, but they've been a windfall for contractors. We're not alone. Many data centers have been popping up in the U.S. devoted to AI computing. I'm John Potter for the Noon News on FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3.
Your Noon News business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are higher in afternoon trading after President Trump extended the ceasefire with Iran. Also, a strong run of earnings reports so far is lifting investors' sentiment. However, oil prices are spiking after several ships were targeted in the Strait of Hormuz. West Texas Intermediate, the U.S. crude oil benchmark, is at around $93 a barrel. And the Wall Street Journal says the Trump administration is nearing a rescue deal for Spirit Airlines. Under the agreement, the U.S. government would loan Spirit as much as $500 million. With the government receiving a potential stake in Spirit in return. The Journal says the Transportation and Commerce Departments are involved in the talks. Spirit shares are up over 500% on the news. Shares of Best Buy falling 5%. The electronics retailer CEO Corey Barry is stepping down after years of tepid sales. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
12:38 right here on the news at noon. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff. It's time right now for today's Moment with Mike, but I think we need to change the name of this segment for the next few weeks to The Bounce with Brian. How do you like that, Brian?
Oh, I love it.
That's awesome. Henceforth, this is known as The Bounce with Brian. Brian Wheeler from Keystone CPAs filling in for Mike Bosba for the next few weeks or so as Mike is on vacation. And Brian, you know, this is interesting. Existing home sales actually slowed more than expected in March. According to the National Association of Realtors, sales decreased 3.6% to an annual rate of just under 4 million units in March. Sales remain sluggish and below last year's pace. Interest rates, is that what is causing this whole thing?
You've got to believe so, yeah. I think a lot of people have been anticipating a drop in interest rates any day, and I just don't think we're going to see it for a while. You know, we're just, with rising inflation, rising economics, sure. Unrest in the Middle East, you know, we're seeing gas prices up high, energy prices are rising. As long as that's happening, I don't think the Fed's going to be really motivated to move anywhere, especially downward, maybe even up a little bit.
Oh, dear. And, you know, I got to ask you this, because as high gas prices continue, mm-hmm. and they're not showing any sign of dropping, I mean, I wish they did. The average rate in Nevada, it's down 3 pennies. Yay, big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, what is the tipping point here into a recession? When gas prices get high enough, the R word starts being passed around like a basketball. Where does that come into play as far as you see?
Yeah, it does, and it's hard to say. I don't know that any sort of recession is really imminent, although, you know, time will tell. But I know we are seeing, you know, gas prices affecting so many things. As a matter of fact, I saw a radio interview today with a flower shop owner in anticipation of Mother's Day coming up, right? Yeah. So it shared, because of gas prices, the average cost of a $21 delivery is looking more like $28 for a delivery, which is almost a 40% increase, largely attributed to those gas prices.
So everything moves up. It's not just, you know, and it's weird. Here in Nevada, we have a gambling economy, and when people have less cash to spend on certain things, they're not going to go to the slots as much, are they?
Right. Yeah, the first thing they're going to cut is all the discretionary spending, the things they know they can cut. you got to get around, got to get to and from your job, you got to get to and from your grocery store. Gas prices are going to be a major impact for their how they handle their pocketbook.
So if that is the environment we're in, what should people actually be doing differently right now?
Well, it always comes back to the same word, I think, in my mind, is really being strategic and really create a plan about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think right now there's an interesting opportunity where cash actually is earning some interest. And if we see interest rates pick up a little bit, that could bode well for those people who have larger cash, you know, supplies in their system. Mm-hmm. But I think it's also really important to manage your debt. If you're anticipating that drop in interest, and we're not going to maybe see that right away, you know, being strategic around how you're handling your debt right now is probably a really smart move.
Interesting, to say the least. I mean, any good news on the economy right now?
Well, you know, the stock market's up today, so you know, somebody sees some promise out in the world. I think, you know, a lot of the basic fundamentals around the businesses, people are still spending some money. I think most of that bodes pretty well. Uncertainty is going to keep it a little bit choppy, I think, for a while, though. But I think there are some bright spots in the economy, and today, like I said, the markets are moving in a favorable direction. We should appreciate that.
Sure. Let me ask you this. Is there any chance that you might see the government? I mean, how realistic is it that the government would take up a stake in Spirit Airlines? We talked about this earlier in the show. I mean, it's saving jobs, always noble. Nobody wants to see anyone lose their jobs, of course. But, you know, we tried this with Amtrak, you know, government running transportation entities. A good idea, bad idea in your thoughts?
Well, you know, I understand that they decide to want to bail someone out like that in those times. We've seen it in the past.
Sure.
But it's I think it'd be a hard mode. I think, you know, Trump looking for somebody to come in and buy them from the outside would be a smart maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll have to see how that plays out.
Indeed. And I like those $29 fares to Vegas. Everybody does. All right.
Sure.
Brian Wheeler, The Bounce with Brian here, Keystone CPAs. So glad that you joined us. And we will talk again on Friday. Thank you so much. FM News Talk time, it is 1242.
Well, Greg, look for
it's a chilly day, but a more comfortable day than yesterday. Tomorrow and Friday going to be much better, mid-60s. It's about where our seasonal average would be. By the weekend, another system rolls in Saturday with a slight chance of showers. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. Trust A-Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson, FM News Talk.
Craig, how dare you interrupt me? I was just
I'm sorry.
That was Craig. We have two Craigs, a Greg, and I don't know, maybe eventually a Grog here or something. I don't know. But I was just going to say, look for a bounce in Nevada home prices, perhaps another mass immigration to Nevada from California. California is considering AB 130. That's a new house tax up to $324,000 just the tax per home. It's called the California Vehicle Miles Traveled, VMT, fees. Currently exist primarily as mitigation charges for land developers. It's not a direct tax on individual drivers. However, the state is actively studying a road charge, a per mile tax, to potentially replace the gas tax for all residents in the future. Under that bill, AB 130, and also another corresponding bill, a new housing and commercial projects, they must account for the amount of driving that they will generate. And the purpose, they always say, is to offset the environmental and traffic impact of new developments. Each home will have a tax of anywhere from $16,000 to $324,000 per housing unit. And you know that'll just be passed on by the developer to the buyer. And you know what will happen once again, perhaps another mass migration. We'll let you know if that bill gets signed. There are also those Unicornians, are considering a per mile tax for all vehicles to address the declining gas tax revenue, and that's caused by electric vehicles. Speaking of driving, the biggest news in Northern Nevada in this area as far as driving goes, in just a couple of days, on April 27th, the Nevada Department of Transportation, NDOT, will start the second and final season of a two-year project to repave 50 between Spooner Summit and the Nevada-California border at Lake Tahoe. During the first construction season last year, crews paved 5.5 miles of 50 through the State Line Casino Corridor to just south of Cave Rock, including a new highway surface through the State Line Casino Corridor. And, yeah, the roads, boy, as soon as you hit California, too, they are horrible going through South Lake Tahoe. Well, this year, crews will repave more than 7 additional miles of highway and finalize roadside curb and gutter drainage and barrier guardrail improvements. You will see or deal with single lane closures Sundays at 8 p.m. through Fridays at noon on sections of U.S. 50 from just south of Cave Rock to the Spooner Summit trailhead. And additional intermittent lane reductions will also take place Friday afternoons through the months of May and September. Friday afternoon around Lake Tahoe, a 1 mile section of U.S. 50 from Round Hill to Zephyr Cove that was not paved last season will be repaved this year. A minimum of 1 lane in each direction will stay open at all times, but lane reductions will not take place during major holidays or special events. Follow us on X. Join the conversation at 991 FM Talk. It is 1248, and here is Phil with a look at traffic.
KKFT, live and local. Your new news with Greg.
We're doing okay on the roadways right now. No collisions to tell you about. Everything moving along at the limit. As Jerry was just talking about, there is a bunch of construction going on, especially in Carson City. Plaza Street between 5th and 7th, it is closed, and it will be for another couple of weeks. Be prepared for delays. It is 48 degrees in Sparks, 47 in Minden, 52 in Yerington, 37 degrees at Zephyr Cove. FM News Talk time is 12:47.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
At Campani Capital Ford, the new Ford F-150 is built for how Northern Nevada works and drives. From early mornings on the job site to weekends out on the road, the F-150 delivers the power, capability, and durability drivers have trusted for generations. It's tough, versatile, and ready for whatever the day throws your way, with the strength to handle the hard work and comfort to take you wherever you need to go. And right now, it's the perfect time to get behind the wheel. Get up to $7,250 in total cash on select new Ford F-150 models. That's real savings on a truck built to do it all, day in and day out. See the Ford F-150 today at Capital Ford, where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. OAC excludes Ford Lightning and Raptor on select models. Ends 4/30/2026.
Okay.
Less taxes than Reno Sparks. Excludes leases. See dealer for details.
At a car accident? Take a breath. At Carson Auto Body, we make the repair process simple and stress-free. We're your local, trusted auto body shop, located in Carson City, right next to the train museum. From minor dents to major collision repairs, our experienced and friendly team handles it all. We work directly with your insurance, so you can get back on the road faster and with confidence. Call 775-297-3366. Carson Auto Body. Quality repairs you can trust, right here in Carson City.
Are you looking for the perfect trailer? Carson City Trailer has it. From utility and dump to horse or car trailers, at Carson City Trailer, we're not just a dealership, we're your partners. Our mission is to match you with the ideal trailer backed by exceptional service and support. Visit us today at 6441 Highway 50 East. Carson City Trailer, hauling solutions, expert repairs, and a fully stocked parts department. Everything you need, all in one place.
If you were injured due to an unsafe condition of property, legal recourse may be available. Here's Joe Yates of Yates Law.
Injuries don't just happen on the highway. They often happen because property owners fail to keep their property safe. At Yates Law, we handle premises liability claims involving businesses, private property, and public places, including schools, parks, and airports. If unsafe conditions caused your injury, you may have a claim, but time is limited. Call me, Joe Yates, at 775-515-4401.
Welcome to Ridezilla, Nevada's side-by-side headquarters. Visit our new showroom on South Carson Street to view the latest models all under one roof. The staff at Ridezilla are a power sports enthusiast with the knowledge and experience to match you with the right products, parts, and accessories. Our highly trained technicians provide quality repairs and installations so you can customize your ride and maximize performance. Ridezilla, Nevada's newest and largest power sports superstore. Online at RidezillaCarsonCity.com.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
And it is 12:50 right here on the news at noon. Greg Niff with you in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. Really glad that you're with us here. California's plan to have all new cars be electric by 2035 is facing some challenges. A new report shows sales of electric car in California have dropped sharply, with zero emission vehicles making up just under 14% of new car sales. That's a significant decrease from last year. Meanwhile, word is that the Trump administration, announcing key developments in the housing market.
Bill Pulte and Scott Turner made an announcement about the types of credit scores lenders can use when people go to buy a new home. They say this is going to save Americans money, especially those first-time home buyers. Now, getting into some of these details here, the Federal Housing Administration, along with both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, will allow the use of the VantageScore 4.0 and FICO 10 credit score models for mortgages. They say these more predictive models could help borrowers who might have been overlooked under some of the older systems of credit scoring, and creating some more competition for those companies. They'll use people's rent and utility payment history.
And that's Fox Business's Connor Hanson in Washington. Time right now for today's Tech Roundup.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman is weighing in on Anthropic's powerful AI model, Mythos. He uses the phrase fear-based marketing to describe the way Anthropic says their new model is too powerful for the general public. Currently, Mythos is only available to a few dozen clients, including some U.S. government agencies. However, the startup is now investigating a report from Bloomberg that unauthorized users have been able to gain access to the new model. Microsoft is cutting the price of its Game Pass subscriptions. The company said Tuesday that the cost of its Game Pass Ultimate service is being cut from nearly $30 per month to $22.99. The limited PC Game Pass is also being cut to just $14 a month. It comes after the CEO of Microsoft Gaming, Asha Sharma, told employees in a memo earlier this year that Game Pass had become too expensive. And YouTube says they're offering their likeness detection system to celebrities. It helps spot AI-generated deepfakes that might be using a trademarked image. Tech Report. I'm Matt Mattinson.
FM News Talk Time, 12:53.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk. KKFT Sports.
The Aces have game two in El Paso tonight. Lost the opener of this week's set 13-6. Nevada softball has the day off. Next up, Fresno State for a three-game series at home. Both the number one and number two teams in high school baseball yesterday won. Minogue over Galena 5-2. Reno pounded Douglas 13-0. And Spanish Springs, number two in softball, upset number one Minogue 13-7 at Minogue. I'm Craig Spope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law. And as Sparks City attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
Yes, sir. Sorry about that.
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
People, we're an expert service. It's so hard to
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
There's always something new at the Carson Nugget.
The Carson Nugget has two incredible comedy shows coming your way. First, actor and comedian Tom Arnold will be performing in the Grand Showroom on Saturday, April 25th.
I was sitting next to my ex-wife. She was getting makeup on, and I heard the makeup artist say she'd gotten a facelift. My ex-wife wanted one. And I said, no, you're not getting a facelift. Obviously, I don't care what you look like. I married you the way you are. And the next thing I know, I got bloody scratch marks down the side of my face.
Then, Fox News Network comedian Tom Shalhoub will be performing on Saturday, May 30th. Both shows will sell out. So get your tickets today by visiting ccnugget.com or stop by the Carson Nugget box office today. Don't miss Tom Arnold, April 25th, and Tom Shalhoub, May 30th.
There's always something new at the Carson Nugget.
FM Top Weather. After a cool mid-50-degree afternoon, we're going to see temperatures drop to around the freezing mark, but mid-60s, seasonal weather, Thursday and Friday. Any time of the year, make sure you can just turn that key and go. Trust the team at A-Master Mechanic for bumper-to-bumper peace of mind, 95 East Glendale in Sparks. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
And the Trump administration says stop the removal of two dams on the Eel River in Northern California. Sounds like a good idea. The U.S. Agriculture Secretary said a Southern California Water Agency wants to buy and keep operating the Scott and Cape Horn dams. This plan goes against PG&E's idea to remove them as it closes the aging Potter Valley Hydroelectric Project. PG&E says the project no longer produces affordable energy. Tribes, environmentalists, and of course Governor Newsom support removing the dams to restore the Eel River and its salmon runs. The Trump administration says not so fast. They want those dams to stay as a source of usable water. This is something you normally don't see, especially in California. The National Weather Service confirms two tornadoes touched down in Fresno County. The first one was yesterday, 9 miles west of Fresno. It moved northeast at 15 miles per hour. Now with more, here's Jerry.
Well, I was just going to say regrets. I've had a few, to quote Sinatra. So Dave Mason, I was sorry to hear that he died just last night. I went down that rabbit hole, which I do occasionally, and I think it was something along the lines of people who should hang it up. And Dave Mason was one of those, and I lived just down the street from him, about 100 yards down the street at the end of a cul-de-sac is where he lived, and I thought about several times just knocking on the door and saying hi. And I never did it. He was a nice guy. Last time I ever saw him perform anywhere was on the Mike Huckabee Show on Sunday evenings in Fox. Saw him down at a club called the Bacchanal in San Diego during the We Just Disagree day. So I regret not saying hi to Dave Mason, who is no more than 150 yards down the road from where I live. See you tomorrow.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, a service of the Evans Broadcast Company.